Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Somebody said, help the people. And if you can't help them, please don't hurt them. It's so beautiful. It's so sweet. All right. So that's it. Isn't that simple? All right. So with other people, you don't hate them. You don't judge them. You don't resent them. You forgive them, in other words. Who told us to forgive? Who was it? Who told us to love God and love other people? Who said that? So there you have it.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Don't Fall Spiritually Asleep. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I'm turning the microphone on, and I'm beginning to talk. And I hope it'll be something that will be of value to you. If you look around the world at all of the suffering and the addictions and the cruelty in families and the viciousness and the lies and the deceit and the trickery and the robbery and the exploitation and the hatred and the anguish that people experience, it's all totally unnecessary. When you grew up, if your family was like a lot of families, there were issues, there were undercurrents of resentment, and there were hurt feelings, and there was teasing, and there was scapegoating, and all the usual stuff. But when you looked at it, maybe you looked at your mom, for example. I'm just making up something. Maybe she hated your dad. She was constantly complaining that he wasn't doing right. He wasn't making enough money, or he wasn't helping around the house enough, or he wasn't mowing the grass enough, or he wasn't going to church enough, or he was always something that she disapproved of. And didn't you sometimes just say, Mom, Dad's okay. You know, let's be happy. We'll go shopping. You know, we'll do things and just let it go. But she was always unhappy about something. You remember? Or maybe you remember when you were at school, there was one kid that was always picking on you and you couldn't understand why, because you didn't do anything. And you saw it's just totally unnecessary. When you look at it, it's all unnecessary. So if it is unnecessary, let's take, for example, you look at a herd of deer. There are the deer, and they're eating, or maybe a flock of birds, or you just pick any particular type of animal. And for the most part, their life is peaceful. If you were to walk by a herd of deer and you saw some of them were tormented and in anguish and hating themselves and filled with bitterness and doubts and fears and anxieties and nervous and troubled, some of them were drug addicts and some of them were alcoholics and some of them were viciously teasing each other, you would look at that and you would say, what is going on? What's that all about? Well, you don't see it in the animal kingdom. Yeah, I know once in a while an animal will steal from another one, or two animals will fight for leadership of the pack. You know, you get that. But for the most part, they just kind of are peaceful. So what about humans? Why are we doing all of these why? If it's unnecessary, well, let's look at it in very simple terms. First of all, we must be making some kind of a mistake as individuals and as a society for that to be happening. You remember when you were a little child, you were happy, you were carefree, you were filled with joy and love, and life was an adventure. Every day was an adventure. Then years went by, and look at you now. You know, where's the joy? Where's the love? Where's the adventure? Where's the happiness? Where's the spontaneity? See, something's gone wrong. Yeah, you may have a little bit of it, but you can see that somehow you've been diminished. See, you look at your dad when he was a young guy. When you were a little tiny kid and your dad was young, he was a pretty cool guy. He was kind of, you know, but then maybe things didn't work out so good. Or you look at your mom, and as time went by, they got worse and worse. They deteriorated in various ways. So what's that all about? So the other thing is, if you stop to think about it, you know, you hear about malevolent forces, dark forces that prey upon people. And you sort of wonder if maybe that isn't true. Because why do people do bad things? And why are they tormented? Look at it this way. Does a person really start off wanting to be a drug addict? No. Does a person really want to be tormented? No. Does a person want to be fearful and filled with doubts and lose confidence? No. Does a person want to have dark and tormenting thoughts about other people, mean thoughts about other people? No. See, does a person really want to doubt God and like that? No. And how about the thoughts that are tormenting you? They're telling you you're not good enough, you're not working hard enough, you're not nice enough, you're not diligent enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not handsome enough. They tell you you gotta do more and be more and give more and work harder and study more. And always they're always pressuring you to do more and more of those thoughts. Do you really want those thoughts? Are they really your thoughts? If they were your thoughts, you could control them at will. If they were your thoughts, you could control them at will, but you can't.
Hi, you're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Putting the spirit back in spirituality for over 34 years.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
That leads us to believe that there might be these forces out there. Well, okay, so if there are, how do you make yourself so that they won't bother you or can't bother you? Well, fortunately, the answers are known, and I'm going to share with you what some of those answers are. How to be not subject to that kind of thing. And the first thing I want you to see, I'll give it to you in a nutshell. First of all, the perennial wisdom that comes down to us through the ages is still just as good now as it ever was. If you don't want to become subject to those types of things, then don't hate people. Don't resent people. Don't judge and condemn other people. Don't have grudges. Let things go. Have a light touch and have a sense of humor. Do things for other people and don't be selfish. Don't be constantly thinking and worrying about yourself. Get out of yourself and do things for other people. Keep busy, see? And like that. So those things have been known for a long time and they're still just as good now as they were before. All right. And then what's the other thing you could do? Well, you need to get out of your thinking and out of your fantasy and out of your daydreams, which become nightmares. You have to get out of endlessly planning and scheming and second-guessing and worrying. See, and reliving the past and planning for the future. All of those things that I just described, I gave you a list of things. Those all involve falling down into your thoughts and becoming submerged in thoughts and lost in thoughts. Now, if you stop to think about it, all the tormenting thoughts and the teasing thoughts and the pressure and the accusations and the put-downs and all of the negative things that float around in your mind, see, they're thoughts. Yeah, they also become feelings, but they're thoughts, and then they become feelings. So, and once they become feelings, then they linger as feelings. But the real torment and anguish is not so much feelings as it is in the mind. That's where it is. So where is this torment, this anguish, this, I can't think of words for it, this terrible unhappiness, this darkness, this pressure? Where is it? It's in your head. Most people are lost between their two ears. And any kind of pressure whatsoever, the slightest pressure on the outside, and immediately they fall into their thinking. So you have to learn to stand back from thinking. Now let's talk about that. I'm not talking about trying to replace all the negative, tormenting, pressuring thoughts, whether they're obviously your own, where it's your own voice to you, or it's some other voice, or you think it's your voice, but it's, see what I mean? Whatever it is. So a lot of times we try to replace the negative with positive. So we read positive things, and we make positive affirmations, so we have calendars with positive affirmations on them. We listen to positive people, and we go to positive things. Okay, well, you know, that's not so bad. I understand. And it is to have a positive thought in your mind than a negative one. So yeah, that's okay. But see, it's not the total solution. It's not the total answer, because pretty soon the bad thoughts rise up and they wash away the good. See what I mean? So it's papering over the bad, you know, putting a veneer on paper on top of it. So I understand, but it's not the total answer. You've tried all that, and you know it's not the total answer. All right. Then the other thing people try to do is they try to blank their mind. No, that's not good either, because it just isn't. No, you don't want to do that. So the thoughts are there. You have to learn how to observe the thoughts. See, the thing is, let me see if I can explain this to you. If there's a negative thought and you just stood back and watched it, almost like if, let's suppose that you were walking down the street and somebody came up to you and in a different language, a language you didn't know, some foreign language that you had no idea what they were saying. And in the foreign language, they looked at you and they said, "You're a jerk, you're an idiot, nobody loves you, God hates you." Suppose they just said all that stuff and wouldn't bother you in the slightest because you had no idea what they were, you see what I mean? Wouldn't bother you. So you have to learn how to stand back and have an object and let things go in one ear and out the other without even bothering.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, putting the spirit back in spirituality for over 34 years. Check out Roland's free resources at sheddingshackles.com.
So here's another example. I've given this many times, but let's say they're making a Hollywood movie. And you're walking down the street and all of a sudden there's cameras there and all kinds of people and everything. And somebody comes up and says, "Hey, we're making a movie and we need you to, one of our actors, you know, he got sick or something. So we need you to fill in for him." "So what do I have to do?" you say. We say, "All you have to do is somebody's going to walk up to you and they're going to say a bunch of stuff to you. And then you're just going to walk away." And you say, "That's all I have to do. I just have to be walking down the street and then I stop and then they come in front of me and they say a bunch of stuff." They say, "That's right." "And how much am I going to get paid?" "Well, you're going to get paid $900. $900 for half an hour's work?" "That's right." "Okay, I'm ready. Let's do it." All right, so then the cameras roll. Producer's there. They say, "Action, camera." And then you walk like they told you to, and then somebody comes up to you And the person comes up to you and it's another actor. It's the movie. Remember, it's the movie. The cameras are on you. They're just making the movie. And the other person comes up to you and says, you're an idiot. You're a total jerk. You're so stupid. You make me sick. You're stupid. You're an idiot. And then you walk away. Okay, is anything that actor said to you, is it going to bother you? No, it's not going to bother you at all. Why? Because it was just a movie. You were getting paid for it. It was just an actor. So you have to learn that all these negative things, just let them, just notice them. Yeah, don't try. See, but if you struggle with them, see, you give them energy. If you struggle with them, you give them energy. If you try to push them down, you give them energy. All you must do is just observe them and pay them no mind. Just watch them flit by. Don't struggle with them. Don't get involved in an argument with them. Don't try to answer them. Don't try to refute them. Just notice them and walk on. Okay, go about your business. And that way they won't have any energy. And the main thing is don't resent them. See, don't resent them. Because resentment is a way of falling from your higher ground. And it's kind of a struggle. And in that struggle, you know, it's like mud wrestling. Remember, there used to be something called mud wrestling. If you start mud wrestling with somebody, you're going to get all covered with mud. So if you go down there and you start struggling with those thoughts, so just watch them until they go away. They'll go away. Then maybe they'll come back, then they'll go away. Just watch them. Don't interact with them. They'll see that they're not getting to you, and they'll just stop. So that's one thing. So the other thing you have to cultivate, you have to learn how to go through life objectively, where you're standing back and just watching. It's like going through life like you were a tourist. You know, when you go on a nice vacation somewhere and you're in some town, some strange city, oh, it's so interesting. You look at all the people and all the things, and it's interesting. And you're just a tourist. See? And then the news is on their local news. There's a story about this and that happening, and then, you know, but it doesn't bother you at all. You're just a tourist. You just watch. It's all very interesting. Well, you have to have that same kind of an attitude as you go through life. See, don't sweat the small stuff. Don't let it bother you. Just go through life lightly. And, what's the beautiful, it's the Desiderata. I'm going to read you a little bit of it. Remember the Desiderata? Okay, but before I read you from the Desiderata, I want to mention that you need to practice standing back from thoughts so you're not lost in them. You need to practice it. And that is what I help you to do. I have a little meditation that's helpful. It teaches you how. And I also have a little, sitting quietly. It's learning to sit quietly and be in the moment. You hear the birds singing. You hear a car go by on the street, you hear the rain on the roof, or the leaves rustling outside, or you hear people talking as they walk by on the street. And you're in the moment. You're not lost in your thoughts. And then thoughts will come along and they'll pull you in, and then all of a sudden you snap out. You notice that you were pulled in and you snap out. So the bottom line of everything that I'm telling you today is you have to learn how to snap out of your thoughts. So here's a classic example. Remember I said that the other thing that helps is it helps us in our relationships with other people, because other people will get to you. See, other people, look, when you're failing with your partner, you're failing with your kids. See, or when what other people say bothers you and upsets you and angers you and troubles you and so on, you can see how that all gets inside. So you must learn how to be with other people by not resenting them, and watch out for anger. Don't get angry at them. See, overlook things that should be overlooked. See, don't sweat the small stuff. Don't try to control or change people. Just watch them. See? And don't hurt them. Remember? Somebody said, help the people. And if you can't help them, please don't hurt them. It's so beautiful. It's so sweet.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
The Creator sustains the soul in the way that the background field sustains all of creation. If God were to withdraw his hand, everything would vanish. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. Let's take an electron or some particle spinning. How can they spin forever and ever without slowing down? Something is sustaining them. It's the background field curving around it. The soul must be in constant contact with the Creator. The secret to life is to stay in contact with Him, and when you do, you live fully. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
So with other people, you don't hate them. You don't judge them. You don't resent them. You forgive them, in other words. Who told us to forgive? Who was it? Who told us to love God and love other people? Who said that? So there you have it. And then just learn to practice not getting lost in your thoughts. Come up and out of your thoughts, like coming up to the surface of the water, and there you are, and there's the blue sky and the clouds and the birds. Oh, it's so beautiful, and you would take a breath of fresh air. See? You've been down underneath the water too long, down there, struggling with all of those things that I've mentioned earlier in today's program. Now you must come up above. And yeah, they'll still be there, but they won't be able to harm you. And see, they're just, it's like, let me see how I can say this. Have you ever been in like you went to an aquarium, a real nice aquarium? Okay, and there was a shark. Maybe there was an aquarium and there was a shark. And you stood there and looked through the glass at the shark swimming around. And the shark could certainly bite you if you were in the water with the shark, but now there's a piece of very strong glass there between you and the shark, so the shark can get to you. So you have to learn how to come up out of the water into the fresh air and watch things without interacting with them. Now, the beautiful thing is when you're lost in your thoughts, you're powerless. You're controlled by them. You're manipulated by them. You're struggling with them. See, they gain power over you. But when you're standing back and you're just watching them, then now all of a sudden they lose power. See, but you gain power because now you also have access to intuition, to wisdom. And now all of a sudden you see the wisdom of not resenting other people. You see that they are victims too. They can't help themselves. They're out of control just as you are. They're out of control. Your mom, she couldn't help herself. She wasn't deliberately trying to hurt you. And your dad, he was struggling. See, when he was a little boy, someone was cruel to him, and he never found his way. And so he couldn't give you what he didn't have. He didn't have it himself. He was suffering inside too. So now you see that. Then when you see that, you can forgive them. See? So that's wisdom, isn't it? And understanding. You have access to that when you're not lost in your thoughts. But the moment you become angry or you become resentful, you fall down into your thoughts, and down there, then thoughts talk to you, and they say, well, your dad was bad, and, you know, and God hates you, and you're just no good, and I can't even think of all the terrible things that it says. But see what I mean? When you're down there, you're subject to that kind of stuff. So come out of those thoughts, come up into the light, come up into the fresh air and the blue sky and the breeze, the beautiful breeze, and breathe a sigh of relief. And now you have access to wisdom. See? And then you go through life, and now you have wisdom. See? It's all beautiful. All right, so the desiderata. I wanted to talk about the desiderata. It's so beautiful. And here it is. You've heard this before. But now hear it again in light of what I just said. Go placidly amidst the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the stars and the trees. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham drudgery and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy. The Desiderata. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.